Welcome to the Hockey Bantam Report podcast. This episode is being recorded on Tuesday, November 22nd, just after 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight, I'll be discussing the odds for all of Wednesday's games. So we have 15 games on the NHL schedule before we see the league take a one-day break for U.S. Thanksgiving. Let's get started. The St. Louis Blues are in Buffalo to take on the Sabres. So the Sabres aren't going to be on a back-to-back here. They're playing the Canadiens tonight. So this line isn't widely available, but we are seeing the Blues around a minus 175 road favorite here. Looks like Craig Anderson is going to go for Buffalo tonight, so we will likely see Pekka Luukkonen in goal for the Sabres tomorrow with Erik Komrie out with an injury. Semi Skurgensons and Kyle Okposo remain day-to-day for Buffalo. Torrey Krug looks like he's going to be a game-time decision for the Blues tomorrow. Robert Bertuzzo, Logan Brown remain out for St. Louis. Really a tough spot for Buffalo here. They're looking to end their losing streak tonight in Montreal. Then they have to travel back home to Buffalo to take on a Blues team. Don't really want to lay it with St. Louis here, but I can't advocate backing the Sabres in this spot. The Arizona Coyotes are in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. Currently seeing the Hurricanes as minus 354 favorites at Pinnacle with a total of 6 in the over at minus 113. So we expect to see Kirill Vimelka start in goal here for Arizona after Connor Ingram started the other night in Nashville. Carolina likely to go with Antti Raanta after Peter Kochetkov started the other night in Winnipeg. Josh Brown is day-to-day for Arizona. Zach Cassian remains out. Tuukka Rantanen, Freddie Anderson, Andre Kasha, Max Pacioretty all out for the Canes. Obviously a huge price to lay here, especially with a Hurricanes team that's just having some trouble finding the back of the net. This could be one where Vimelka steals the game for Arizona, but at plus 294, I don't really feel like backing them in this one. The Montreal Canadiens are in Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets. So another game where we have a Montreal on a back-to-back here, so no, the line is not widely available. But we are seeing the Blue Jackets a slight favorite, minus 115 at home. Total of 6.5 in the over at minus 120. So these two teams played in a similar situation about a week ago, and I backed Montreal in this one. I think it's a tough spot with Montreal coming in here on the back-to-back. Although Sam Montembeau has played well, not really interested in backing him here. The Blue Jackets have battled hard despite all their injuries, and we add Igor Chinnikov to that. He's listed as day-to-day now. Just a reminder, Jake Bean, Elvis Merzlikins, Patrick Laine, Adam Boqvist, Jakub Voracek, Nick Blankenberg, Zach Werenski, Justin Danforth, all out for the Blue Jackets. The Canadians have Mike Hoffman now day-to-day, Jonathan Drouin, Paul Byron, both out for Montreal. The Nashville Predators are in Detroit to take on the Red Wings. Currently seeing the Preds as minus 106 favorites on the road. Total of 6 with the over at minus 113. So, just looking at this price does seem a little short for Nashville. Obviously, Nashville's been a team that I've been looking to fade early in the year to some relatively good success. But the Red Wings are a team that I think's a little overrated by the market given their record. My only pause with this one is we could see this being a Kevin Lankinen start with Saros going a few games in a row here. So. If that's the case, then this price is probably right. But if Saros gets the start, I think Nashville's worth a look here. Red Wings have some injury issues of their own up front. Soderblom, Zadina out. Jakob Brana remains out for Detroit. No injuries of note for Nashville other than Mark Borowicki. The Boston Bruins are in Florida to take on the Panthers. Currently seeing the Panthers as short favorites, minus 111. Total of 6.5 at the over at minus 113. Now Spencer Knight has been confirmed for Florida tomorrow. I'd expect we'll get Linus Ullmark here, but the Bruins could go back to Swayman just if they're going to alternate. But I'd expect we get Ullmark. Trent Frederick is day-to-day for Boston. Derek Forbort is out. Anthony Duclair, the only injury for the Panthers. So I was hoping to get a that we'd get a better price here on Florida. I think we'll probably see some Boston money in the morning, and if we do, I'll look to play back on Florida. But I'm kind of looking for a plus 100 here to play the Panthers. The Toronto Maple Leafs are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. Currently seeing the Devils as minus 133 favorites. Total of 6.5, with the over at minus 116. So this number did open up around plus 130 for the Maple Leafs, and we've seen them take a little bit of money, which I am surprised about given the Morgan Rielly injury news. He has been placed on long-term injured reserve, which means he's going to miss at least the next 10 games. TJ Brody and Jake Muzzin also out for the Leafs, so their blue line is really taking a hit here. You know, if this price would have went in the opposite direction, I would have looked to play on the Leafs. But right now, this is Devils or nothing for me at this price. But it's probably going to be nothing here. Andre Palat, Mackenzie Blackwood both remain out for New Jersey. The Edmonton Oilers in New York to take on the Islanders. Currently seeing the Islanders as short favorites at minus 107, total of 6.5 with the over at minus 107. So this is a game where I did make a bet. I did bet on the Oilers here plus 110. Really, this is, you know, I think this Edmonton team, obviously, with Evander Kane out, they're not as deep and strong up front, but you know, I think they've been playing good hockey. Obviously, when you have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, you're in every game here. And I'm just not impressed by the Islanders. You know, I know they got the win the other night in overtime against the Leafs, but they were thoroughly outplayed for most of that game. So I think the Oilers can control the game here, and I like getting that at a plus price. So right now we're seeing them at minus 105 at Pinnacle. That's the lowest I would go on Edmonton. I would play it there, and then at better prices. The Calgary Flames are in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Currently seeing the Penguins as minus 119 favorites, total of 6.5 with the over at minus 112. So this is an interesting one here. Casey DeSmith is day to day for Pittsburgh, so it's likely that we're going to see Tristan Jarry go tomorrow. You know, the Penguins goaltending situation coming into the season, it looked like Tristan Jarry would be the guy, and now that we've gone, you know, about fifth of the way through the year, it's looking like Casey DeSmith is actually emerging as the starter. So that's actually a big loss for Pittsburgh. I do like the way Calgary is playing. I just was hoping I'd get a little bit of a better number here on the Flames. I think this is probably about right for Calgary at plus 106. If we can get plus 115, I'll look to play on the Flames. The Flames are without Michael Stone, Oliver Shillington, and Brett Ritchie is now listed as day-to-day. The Philadelphia Flyers are in Washington to take on the Capitals. Currently seeing the Capitals as minus 211 favorites, total of 6 with the over at minus 108. So Flyers, another team with injuries just piling up. Travis Konecny, Scott Laughton both now listed as out. Wade Allison, Cam Atkinson, James Van Riemsdyk, all out for Philadelphia. Washington starting to get a little healthier. Dmitry Orlov, TJ Oshie, both activated from IR and look like they're going to be ready to go. Carl Hagelin, Nick Backstrom, Tom Wilson, all remain out for the Caps. So this price is kind of seems like it's in about the right range for me on Washington, but I do like the situation here. Caps been off for a couple days. I think this is one where they can get their season turned around here. So I'm going to look to them on a three-way line once we see those prices come out. If we can get something, you know, minus 130-ish or better, I'll look to play on the Caps tomorrow. The Vancouver Canucks are in Colorado to take on the Avalanche. Currently seeing the Avalanche as minus 202 favorites, total of 6.5 with the over at minus 107. So the Avs, you know, have been battling through a number of injuries to start the year. Shane Bowers, Valeri Nichushkin, Bowen Byram, Darren Helm, Game Landeskog all out. Sam Girard, day to day, he hasn't played in a couple of weeks now. So this is not the team that won the Stanley Cup last year, clearly. But I think this price is probably in the right range. Where I do see a little bit of value in this game is on the over here at 6.5. Canucks games have been flying over the totals lately. And I think Colorado's going to find some opportunity to put the puck in the net. Vasily Podkolzin is day-to-day for Vancouver. Jack Stanika, Tanner Pearson, Tucker Pullman out for the Canucks. The Chicago Blackhawks are in Dallas take on the Stars. Currently seeing these Stars as -301 favorites, total of six with the over at -107. So the Blackhawks will welcome back Seth Jones tomorrow night. That's a big get back for them. Alex Stalock, Tyler Johnson, both remain out for Chicago. Dallas will have Denis Gurianov back in the lineup. So this price here to me is a little steep here on Dallas. But I just can't get there with the Blackhawks, given the way the Stars have been playing. But yeah, this would be Blackhawks or nothing for me. I'd also think that we could see Scott Wedgwood get a game here. And if that's the case, you're probably going to see some Blackhawks money come in. The Winnipeg Jets are in Minnesota to take on the Wild. Currently seeing the Wild as -168 favorites and a total of 5.5. With the over at -118, so this one is a price that I think is kind of a way off here, given the way these two teams have played to start the year. So I haven't made a play yet on the Jets, but at the current price +148, I definitely think that's playable. I just want to look into a few things because that this number seems pretty far off to me. I know the market's been high on Minnesota and low on Winnipeg. I have been as well, but I think you have to adjust a little bit for how these two teams have been playing, especially with how Connor Hellebuyck's been playing in net for Winnipeg. Dylan DeMello is day to day. Mason Appleton, Nick Ehlers, Logan Stanley all out for the Jets. Marc-Andre Fleury, Ryan Hartman remain out for the Wild. The New York Rangers are in Anaheim to take on the Ducks. So the Rangers will be on a back-to-back in this one. They're playing in LA tonight. So this number is not widely available, but we are seeing the Rangers around a -170 road favorite. Total six with the over at -105. This is almost surely to be a Yarvo-Lack start as long as Igor Shesterkin goes tonight. Max Comtois is day-to-day for Anaheim, as is Derek Beaulieu, Derek Grant. Jamie Drysdale remains out for the Ducks. So I think there's a little bit of value here on the Rangers. But obviously, you have a second half of a back-to-back. You have a team that's going to be going home for the Thanksgiving weekend, starting their backup goalie. Not really a situation where I want to look at a lot of juice here. So this is something that I'll probably stay away from. The San Jose Sharks are in Seattle to take on the Kraken. Currently seeing the Kraken as -155 favorites. Total of six with the over at +101. So James Reimer, I just saw this come across here. James Reimer will not be traveling with the team. Aaron Dell's been called up, so likely to be a Kapokakinen start for San Jose. The Sharks don't have any other injuries of note. Jamie Oleksiak, Jonas Donskoy remain out for Seattle. So at the current number, I do think there's a little bit of value in Seattle here, but the Sharks have been playing much better of late, especially in these last 10 games. So I have not played anything here yet, but this is another game that I'm going to dig into a little bit because I think there could be some value on the Kraken. And finally, the Ottawa Senators are in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. Currently seeing Vegas as a -229 favorite. Total of 6.5 with the over at -120. So we've seen Vegas take a little bit of money here. Obviously this is a big price delay here, but we were on Ottawa the other night in San Jose. They came out strong, goaltending let them down, and then they completely laid an egg the second half of the game in San Jose. So they could get Thomas Chabot tomorrow. He's a game time decision. That would obviously be huge for them. Josh Norris is out. Jacob Bernard-Docker also out. Nick Roy, day to day for Vegas. Possible that he is back in the lineup tomorrow. At the current price, there's really no play from here for me either way. But I wouldn't be surprised if Vegas takes on money and then If that's the case, we'll have to take a look at Ottawa, but for at the current price, no play for me here. So that's all for today. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button. And if you can, please share and leave a review. You can follow me on Twitter at HockeyBetReport to join in the conversation. So no games on Thursday, but I'll be back Thursday night releasing an episode previewing all of Friday's games.